Here's a thought about those delicate 1% tones in your images, which is going to come from the position of a publisher, because I do have some experience here that a lot of you as photographers may not have. We sweat bullets over getting exactly the right tones in our images, and those delicate, very, very light, almost white, but not quite white, 1 and 2% tones. Oh, we work so hard to preserve those. If they're a little bit too bright, they're blasted out and they become pure white and we lose all detail. And if they're a little too dark, they become gray and they don't look right. So we sweat bullets over the 1 and 2% tones. The problem is when you go to publish a book, there's a gotcha that can oftentimes plague the book publishing process that I thought I'd share with you. And that's this. Paper has an opacity. That is to say, it's not perfectly opaque. It does transmit some light. You've seen this when you can see a dark print on the back side of a piece of paper that sort of bleeds through a little bit and can be seen on the front side of a piece of paper in a book. Well, imagine what that's going to do to those delicate 1 and 2 and 3% tones. It'll darken them to the point where they won't look right. So if you're doing a book project that's going to have images printed on both sides of a piece of paper, and you have some images that rely heavily on delicate 1, 2, 3% tones, make sure that the other side of that sheet is blank and doesn't have anything on it, or at best, another image that has 1 or 2%, 3% tones. You don't want something on the backside of a high-key image that's dark, or it'll mess up all the tones on that high-key image from the bleed-through.